Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon ang ating kababayang taga Melbourne, Roman Berry. Dala-dala ang panibagong kwento, bago ang agahan o before breakfast. Magandang araw, Roman!
Magandang umaga. Oh my God, Maridel. It's good to hear your voice again.
At magandang...
Maayong buntag sa tanan.
Maayong buntag sa imo. At maayong balita kasi nagbabalik sa entablado. Unti-unti ang lahat. Hindi ba?
Correct. And what a welcome news that is.
Nung nakaraan nakapanayam ko yung mga alagad ng sining tulad mo na nagbalik na rin sa Melbourne International Film Festival, ikaw naman ay magbabalik sa pamamagitan ng Sydney Fringe.
That's right. Even though I'm from Melbourne, yes, I'm going to Sydney Fringe. So mga Sydney kababayan, I'll be there soon.
At ang maganda dito, Malediva ang pagbabalik mo, operatic.
Diva, sorry, Maridel. Diva, I wish I could do opera, musical theater, kasi eh. Pero yes, definitely going back to opera. This is my first time producing at saka mag-movement director ko ng opera.
Marahil marami sa ating mga Pinoy ang hindi masyadong exposed sa opera. So, maaaring mo ba kaming bigyan ng konting ideya? Ito ba'y kakanta ba siya buong panahon ng papanoorin namin ito sa entablado o may dialogue din?
Lahat ito na parang, so I'll just tell you exactly yung before breakfast ang style ko niya, like Thomas Pasatiere. Si parang Veresmo style, which is all the way, kanta lahat, at saka piano and soprano version. It's for 35 minutes, so parang maiksi lang, pero quite dramatic, at saka funny. And if you think Puccini, and a hint of John Williams. Dramatic na ba yan? And then it's a play. Well, Before Breakfast is a play based by Eugene O'Neill's monologue. At saka na change na ngayon ng protagonist natin, si Charlotte. She is now starting to be a little bit more hopeful. At saka she sings about nostalgic notions of her romance. She remembers the time na parang she's been dancing for 500 hours in a marathon. You know, that whole thing. Parang she really felt that all the dreams that she had, yung mga aspirasyon niya, she talks about this in a morning rant before breakfast, but in a very,
alam
I
mo,
guess, witty.
Oh, alam mo, before breakfast, pag kinausap mo ako, masungit ako kasi gutom pa ako. Kaya kasi siguro siya nagagalit.
Wala akong pandesal, Maridel. Wala. Kailang kape ko, kape, kailang kape is very important for my before breakfast.
Oo, diba? Hindi ka pa kailangan magkape ka muna eh, bago ka humarap sa problema. Siguro ganito rin ang dating ng before
yes.
breakfast.
Dahil
nakwento mo na may mga, bagamat nangyari siya pagkatapos ng World War II, meron siyang mga hawig sa mga nangyari sa atin itong nakarang dalawang taon, hindi ba, na parang nabinbin tayo sa isang lugar na hindi tayo nahihirapan tayong umusad.
Very similar ng sitwasyon ng protagonist natin na Charlotte before breakfast. Na parang, you know, after the war, a lot of people, especially yung mga husbands ng mga, well, you know,
sundalo.
Men at that time. Yeah, mga sundalo, they really didn't have the time to really settle. So a lot of them, yung mga wife natin, mga women are working. So in a way, parang you have to really look at the way, you know, how she probably had a bad morning. She just complained and she goes, well, nothing is happening for my, you know, my the men in this area. Women have to work. So she's just going through the complaints notion. Pero I think nakakatuwa yung mga sabi niya. Now, you know, no one, I have to clean all the time. Na parang, you know, you have to do things, even shopping.
Mm-mm.
Pero we have to make we have to really take a point na of time, di ba?
Yeah.
Very similar ng experience natin during the pandemic.
Pero may halong komedya.
Very, very.
Very Pinoy, hindi ba? Nahahanapan natin ng magandang bagay ang isang negatibong bagay ng buhay.
Always. No, hindi naman. Pero parang okay lang naman. Sana pag ano natin, parang, what do you call it? Nagka-complain lang tayo. Pero after the complaint, di ba? okay lang naman tayo, tumatawa na rin, ganon.
Humuhugot lang, ika nga nila.
Yun.
Roman, ang isa sa mga natatangi at isa sa mga pinakagusto ko dito ay dahil ikaw ang isa sa mga nangangasiwa sa produksyong ito, ang pinaka-excited ako, Roman, is kasama ng yung Divergent Production ay yung mga neurodiverse na mga alagad din ng sining. Oportunidad para sa kanila.
Yes. Oh, really, the one thing that really na-excited ako nito kasi it's going to be in the inaugural Limitless program ng Sydney Fringe, which is a micro-festival for celebrating deaf and artists with disability. So parang na-intersectionalin na rin natin. Parang ako, my mission with Divergent Theatre Collective is to do with representation, especially with people of color. Alam mo na yun, di ba? Sinasabihan ko ages ago na that's really my priority. Pero ngayon, meron na rin other side where I think we can also really embrace the other part of artists with disability. And parang lugar na ito, which is the 107 Redfern Street projects, is being, prepared to be inclusive, all-inclusive space, at saka wheelchair accessible pa, at saka daming shows that really represents artists with disability.
At ito yung maganda, hindi ba? Kasi kinikilala na rin at unti-unti na rin nalalagay sa spotlight, ika nga, na mayroon ring mga alagad ng sining na marami ring hinaharap na hamon. At maganda na
correct,
sa pagkakataong ito ay nakakatanggap na sila ng sapat na suporta.
Correct, yeah. At saka the one thing na parang na excited ako, very excited, is that I'm working with a director na really in tune ng music at saka and he's open to be acknowledging na meron siyang disability, especially for coming from a neurodiverse theater experience. He's really quite amazing in terms of making yung storyline na parang very clear for me as a movement director. So that's my excitement ngayon. And I think I just hope, some of you Filipinos, lahat natin mga kababayan, they can experience it for themselves. And we'd love to see you there.
Nakakatuwa, no? Matapos ang dalawang taon, nagbabalik at namumulaklak naman ang mga oportunidad, ika nga nila.
Correct.
Hanggang sa Sydney Fringe, Roman Berry.
We're hoping now we can also tour it after this. And we're getting a lot of interest already because we were going to put it for Melbourne Fringe as well as outside states. Pero, yeah, we're just keeping it for Sydney Fringe for now. Pero watch out, huh?
Before breakfast, ngayong darating na Setyembre sa Sydney Fringe Festival, maraming salamat, Roman Berry.
Okay, salamat. Salamat, Maridel. If you could all come in and look it up. Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.